Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we move into the 5 o'clock hour, it's WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcan, Andy Hart, and you at 617-779-7937. That's your phone number. If you want to jump in and join the conversation here, we will be giving our picks for the week. As we get a little bit closer to 5:30, we also have This Week in Social Media coming your way at 5:45. It's all about Shannon Sharp and his, sex tape. Is it fair to even call that thing a sex tape? Was that a sex tape?
No.
I mean, it was.
I saw no sex.
I didn't see it either. It was a tape that had the sex sounds on it. It was like a sex audiobook is what it really was. You know?
But I don't
really
even know what happened. Maybe it's fake. I didn't see anything. All I hear is, right?
We did get an apology from Shannon Sharp, which I am eager to play for you.
So,
all
yeah, technically, I could be like a porn star.
Kind of, yes. Anyway.
Have you dabbled in the sort of conspiracy theory aspect to this? And we can get into this later, but I just wanted to...
The Shannon Sharp sex tape conspiracy? I didn't even know there were any Shannon Sharp sex tape conspiracy theories, so no, I've not.
I don't know if I can bring that up later or not, but I might.
All right, well, keep it in the chamber, because we'll be getting doing a deep dive into this. No pun intended.
And I mean deep.
A little bit later on.
Our own little home movies are taking out home videos or pitches.
Yeah, preach, Wiggy. Anyways, a little piece of NFL news here that is Christian McCaffrey, all you fantasy players out there not going to like this, has been ruled out. He is not playing this weekend, so no McCaffrey for the Niners. Who are they playing? San Francisco.
They're at Minnesota.
Is at Minnesota, which is, you know, listen, I think the Vikings are going to maybe surprise some people. I don't think they're surprising San Francisco with or without Christian McCaffrey. Although I did like how they looked in that first week game, and I think that Darnold is now, similar to my Mac Jones take, is that I think Darnold in the right situation could probably be okay. And that's a good situation, although Addison's going to be out as well for Minnesota. But he's still got Jefferson right there, and that's an offense that, you know, you look at and you feel good about if you're a young quarterback. I think. Anyways, speaking of quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, that was Gerard Mayo talking about the plan for Drake May as not really a secret. We know it's not a secret. This is what we're doing. We're giving him extra reps. We're going to try and bring him along behind the scenes. He's waiting in the wings here, but right now, Jacoby Brissett's our starter, and we're committed to him. First of all, do you believe that the plan is going along how they wanted it to? Does it seem like May getting 25% more of the reps than general? I think you said usually the starter gets 95% of the reps. In this case, it's down to like 70 for Brissett. That's the plan. What do you think of it?
I love it. I mean, most people wanted him to play. And then when he wasn't going to play, the question was, how's he going to develop? And that was a concern because they want him to play sooner rather than later. And this is the answer. He's going to get reps. He's going to get more opportunities than a traditional backup quarterback or a guy with less developmental upside or less developmental value to the franchise. They're making it quite clear that the priority here is Drake May. And I love that because that's my priority. Getting him ready, getting him out there, getting him developed, finding a way to get him to the best that he can be the soonest that it can happen. And now I know you're hot and bothered about how disrespectful and unfair this is to Jacoby Brissett, and you know you want to give Jacoby Brissett 95% of the reps because they're going to be 3-0, and once they're 3-0, and your whole hypothetical. But to me, Drake May, it's all about Drake May, right? I know Gerard, it's about Jacoby Brissett. He was yelling at Wiggy, I think, on Monday. It's about Jacoby Brissett. We're,
Stop asking about Drake May. We're talking about Brissett. I mean, that's the thing. He's been consistent about that, at least.
And that's the reality of the game field, and that's the reality of the Monday after the win and all of that. But the reality when you, like, zoom out, you know, you do that on your phone with your fingers and you zoom out a little bit, there's the big picture reality. There's Drake May getting him his reps and getting him to develop. And it seems like they are very – now, this became easier with a victory on Monday. I mean, on Sunday, correct? Like,
yep.
That added a little –
there's okay, no yeah. pressure right now on right. the Patriots to put Drake May in this weekend,
right.
I'd say.
And
that
that's good
for
them, because now you can do it, stick to the plan. You know, we were all bitching, or I won't say we were all. I was bitching immensely. I still think they effed up, personally, not giving Drake May more reps in the preseason opener. I think those would have been valuable against a bad football team.
I agree. I was annoyed by that, too.
But, you know, we've moved on from that, and he was better as the preseason went on, and he has developed. And I told you, there is that one image I saw on the sideline with his earpiece in on Sunday where you do get that realization of, boy, he looks young.
Yeah.
He's a young fella right there. So,
and inexperienced, too. And by the way, this plays into it, too. Mike Reese wrote about this today. He didn't get a lot of starts even in college. Like, he's a guy who they looked at the raw tools and said,
starts.
Okay. I mean, he did, but...
22? I mean, he got double what Mitchell Trubisky and Zach Wilson and some of these other guys got. Now... he didn't have what Jaden Daniels had or Bo Nix or Michael Penix.
Those guys all played into their mid-20s, but yeah.
But I believe the other issue for him is when people say inexperienced, he missed a year of high school due to COVID, correct? He didn't.
I believe that's right. He must have, yeah. So
there's
yeah.
There's a season missing in there somewhere.
Yeah, 26 starts in his college career. Caleb Williams made 33. Jaden Daniels made 55. Bo Nix made 61. And they all started for their teams in week one. So I understand trying to play some catch-up there. I mean, that makes sense.
But it's also much easier to do with one victory in your belt. And if you get your dream and all of a sudden there's three victories in your belt, then it's just picking when he truly is ready. Then there's no pressure. Then maybe if they even had my plan and circled week five, maybe they go, well, I mean, that's we don't have to do that now. Maybe we don't even want to do that now. So they are, I think, serving two masters, I guess would be the cliche, or sort of trying to thread a needle here, and so far it looks like it's working.
Yeah, it looks like it could be. They do have the Dolphins after that Niners game. There's a chance. Let's just put it this way, all right? If we don't have to talk about 3-0, how about if they're 3-2 by after week five, right? Let's say that they beat Seattle, which people think they can.
Okay.
Let's say they beat the Dolphins, and they lose to the 49ers and Jets, or maybe they beat the Jets and lose to the Niners and the Texans.
Right, 3-2.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I think that's, first of all, that would involve them going 3-0, so I guess that does back up my whole thing to begin with here. But if they're 3-2 and Jacoby Brissett has not been hurting them, then you got to keep going with him, don't you?
I don't know. I need to see how it plays out, because I think opposite of you. Your whole theory is, well, if you're winning games, then don't you got to give him even more tools? No, you know what I might say? The other guy's better. So we're winning games with an inferior quarterback right now. I know the other guy is ready now. I know the other. So it might force me to go in the other direction and say, Jacoby Brissett's 3-2. He's got a winning record. But the other guy adds life to our passing game that Jacoby just can't do. Or the other guy, remember that 13-yard run Jacoby had? With this guy, it's a 40-yard run because he's more athletic. He's got more juice in the legs. I need to see how it's playing out because Jacoby Brissett, he threw that interception. In my eyes, he threw an interception.
Yeah.
He just flat out threw an interception. I know the record book will say, it's like Joe Burrow threw a touchdown in my eyes. Andy has a different stat book where Joe Burrow has a touchdown and Jacoby Brissett has an interception. But the NFL stats don't show those things.
Alternative facts, yes.
Yeah, well, they happened.
They did.
I saw it with my own freaking eyes.
That should have been an interception. That was a great play by Hunter Henry. That should have been a touchdown. It was a great play by Kyle Duggar. Guys make great plays sometimes.
Yeah, sure. And guys make mistakes sometimes, whatever. But so that plays into my thinking. So, yeah, I think there's a world where I look at 3-2 and say, well, we're 3-2 after five games. I got 12 games left. Could I make a run into the playoffs? And could I be the Texans? Could I make a run in Drake May's rookie year? Because the only way I want to make a run, you know this, I don't want to win games with Jacoby Brissett. I'm just saying it. I don't want to win games with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback. I'll take a run with Drake May because that devalued draft pick will increase the value of Drake May. So I'm gaining something on the back end for losing out on a top five pick, and now I'm picking at 15. But I'm picking at 15 with a quarterback that I think a lot. Again, I'm getting excited. I banged into my microphone arm.
Easy now.
I'm picking at 15 with a quarterback that I think will inject what Schefter said to us. Do people want to go to Houston a year ago? Now they want to go to Houston. Ah, it's not a rhetorical question. You guys listen and answer the damn question, jerks. That you'd be doing that with a quarterback. That would excite people.
Yeah.
Right?
No, you would be. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, for what you just said makes sense. But if you're Jerod Mayo and you're winning games with Jacoby Brissett, you don't care who you're winning games with. If Brissett is helping you win games, you're sticking with the guy that's making you look good in your first year as a head coach in the NFL. You don't give a crap about, you know, this other stuff. I don't think. I mean, I think that's the way he's probably going to be looking at it.
There's a big picture. He's talked a lot about big picture. Years, you know, multiple years and having two goals here, short term, and then also long term. He's talked a lot about that, and I think he thinks a lot about that, and I think he acknowledges that. Whereas Bill may not have, maybe Bill was actually one game at a time. The most important day is today, and win the practice and all that. Mm-hmm. I think Jerod Mayo is more like you and I and callers. He thinks about the short term. And he also thinks about the long term.
I know. I agree with that. But I also think he thinks about himself and how this reflects on him and what it looks like if he gets off to a good start like what's-his-name did in Houston last year. I mean, like, that was a big reflection
with Drake May. What if he gets off to a great start with Drake May? What if he's winning with Jacoby Brissett and he goes, I can win more with Drake May, and that'll buff up the old mural in the hallway even more. We'll spray a little shine on that.
That would look great, but if he's winning with Jacoby Brissett and then they pull him and go with Drake May and Drake May loses a couple of games, then all of a sudden Jerod Mayo looks like a bozo because he took away the guy, pulled the guy who was winning games. I mean, that's sort of the point here. Like,
winning games.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Jacoby Brissett win?
What?
Did Jacoby Brissett win in Cincinnati, or was he a winner in Cincinnati?
He won. He was the quarterback on the winning team.
Did he?
Yes.
Or did Ramondre Stevenson win?
Ramondre Stevenson had a big game, sure.
Yeah.
But Jacoby Brissett didn't lose the game for him.
Was he the bus driver or a passenger?
I'd say he was more of a passenger, but you could say that about Josh Allen last night, too. I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that they were non-factors.
But
that
Josh Allen's not trying to prove anything. He has nothing to prove to anyone. He is who he is.
Sure.
He's the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills.
All right, well, let me ask you this then. Jacoby Brissett had to run away from pressure a lot. Do you think Drake May would have been as easily able to do that? I mean, I'm not sure about that.
He's more athletic.
He might be more athletic, but can he sense the pressure coming as well as Jacoby Brissett, a guy who's been sacked 800 million times? I don't know about that.
No, I think he absolutely can sense the pressure. Usually with young quarterbacks that have athleticism like him, they sense it too quickly or too much, and they don't react well to it. That's a fair question, but do I think he would sense the pressure? Yes. Do I think he'd be able to run out of it? Yes, as well or better than Jacoby Brissett. Absolutely.
I know he can throw better than him. I mean, we all agree on that. He's a better thrower. He's a better passer. I think there's parts of his game and his newness to the game. Like, I think Caleb Williams is probably a better quarterback than Jacoby Brissett, but he was out there having a much harder time with a better offense and better weapons and all that, and he could barely crack 100 yards. So, I mean, you know, it's a process. It's a process that I'm not sure exactly what point Drake May is at right now, and we all know where Brissett is, and it seems like it's good enough. So, I don't know. This is going to be an interesting story going forward, especially if they win more games.
The one area where I would question Brissett positive value over May is what Alex Van Pelt talked about, and that was there were times where receivers were open, high red zone down the field, we're leading. Could he make the throw? Is the guy kind of NFL open? Sure, but he's got a check down that's a sure thing, and he takes the check down. I don't know if Drake May takes the check down or Drake May goes, oh, I'm going to throw a touchdown pass here. I'm putting it in the back corner of the end zone. I'm putting it here, whatever. I don't know if he would make that decision, and those decisions, in hindsight, definitively helped you win the game. You didn't make mistakes that cost you the game. Who knows how it plays out otherwise? That's one area where I could say pro check mark to Jacoby Brissett.
All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll continue with your phone calls here, and we'll make our picks for the upcoming week. We'll look at all the games here on Sunday and Monday night as well, and we'll get to all of those picks for you and with you right after Brian Furzocco tells you what's trending.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.